President Biden said that when he took office, he would make an effort to have the U.S. rejoin the Iran nuclear agreement. But so far, that effort is proving to be rather difficult on a number of fronts. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Dr. Aaron David Miller, Senior Fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, and a former State Department Middle East analyst and negotiator in both Republican and Democrat administrations. Dr. Miller, thanks as always for your time. The head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency is saying today that inspections should not be used as a bargaining chip in any effort on the Iran nuclear deal. How significant is that for the U.S. as it tries to navigate the road ahead?
I mean, this is all about negotiations. And anybody who believes that getting back into this nuclear deal would be quick and easy should basically lay down, wait patiently until the feeling passes. In this part of the world, based on my experience, negotiations have two speeds, slow and slower. And you have a situation now where there's zero trust, despite the commitments of both sides that they want to reenter the agreement. There's zero trust to do so. And you've got domestic politics. Certainly here in Washington, where you've got a polarized, even tribalized environment, you have a lot of hardline D's, Democrats, who are very wary of getting back into what is called the JCPO, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. You got a lot of Republicans who also have made their views clear. And you have a very cautious, risk-averse Biden administration. Because look, guys, the reality is there's no foreign policy issue out there that's more damaging or threatening to the future of this republic than the crises we face at home. This president will be judged and evaluated largely by whether or not he can deal with some of those crises. So nobody's in a real hurry. You got negotiations, no trust. Still could happen, but it's going to take a lot of political will and some creativity.
So Ron said over the weekend, no thanks to these early meeting with the United States and European signatories to the deal. So you think it's just posturing and it's going to take some time?
I do. Part of the problem is the previous administration basically decided to unilaterally pull out. Whether it was a good deal or a bad deal, it decided to pull out. The Iranian logic is very simple. You guys pulled out of this, therefore you should take the first step. The Biden administration, on the other hand, facing significant political pressure on this issue, and not just from Americans. You got the Saudis who are wary, you've got the Israelis who are wary, basically says, no, before we lift any sanctions or provide you with any relief, you're going to have to recommit and return to the commitments on the nuclear issue that you're violating. And Iran has its politics, too. So, like I said, I mean, I think this has a reasonable chance of happening, but, Woody Allen said that 90% of life is just showing up, or 80%. He's partially right. 90% or 80% of life is showing up at the right time. And that's really, I think, the question here.
This, of course, is a multinational project. Our allies, are they more or less motivated than we are to get this done?
I think that the Europeans, at least out of the P5 plus one, that's the five members of the Security Council, plus the Germans, I think the Europeans are really happy that there's been this transition. At least you have an American administration that's committed to going back into some sort of negotiation. The Russians and the Chinese, on the other hand, have done considerably well with the Iranians while we've been away in terms of what they sell them. So I think that even the Russians, though, and the Chinese, I think, would support a return to diplomacy. No, I think the issue is not the Europeans, not the Russians, not the Chinese. It's just the lack of trust between the Biden administration and an Iran that also has its domestic politics and probably wants to be paid or compensated for the fact that the U.S. pulled out and has stayed out for the last almost 4 years.
What would a reasonable next step for you look like?
I mean, you got two possibilities here. Number one, you can try another EU, European Union-organized meeting to host talks between Iran and the U.S. The last time the Obama administration cut this deal with the Iranians, again, good or bad, this deal was flawed, but I would argue it was functional. The other option is discreet diplomacy, which is the way it was done the last time. You get together with empowered representatives, and there are any number of intermediaries or cutouts who would be glad to do this, and you could do it. And you find out face-to-face, with masks, of course, what the other side needs to get into this. Because otherwise, the longer this goes on, the greater the danger of some escalation in the region. I mean, you saw several days ago, the Biden administration responded pretty proportionately to a series of pro-Irani Iraqi militia attacks on American bases. If one of those Iraqi attacks actually succeeds and you kill three or four Americans, I mean, that's probably game over, because the administration is going to have to respond, and they're going to have to respond harshly. Then you're going to get an escalatory cycle. The Israelis may get involved, and you could end up with a crisis way too early in Joe Biden's first term.
Dr. Miller, thank you again, as always, for your time. Aaron David Miller, Senior Fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.